This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Your annual support makes it possible. You continue to rely on KPFT. Help keep it on the air by renewing your support now at 713-526-5738, or you can contribute online at kpft.org. I'm J.B. Adams, co-host of the Zydeco Posse Show.
You're listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.
Your name,
who you here with?
Hey, the name's Johnny.
I'm just having a beer with
my friends on the other side,
watching my game time.
Cause none of them believe
I could take any man home tonight.
It's all in the swag and he's shook.
Wanna take me home?
I'll see your fool's late.
Don't you call the way down too long.
Times to turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me. Times to turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me. Times to turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me.
Took me to his house, had his own.
I was quite impressed.
Hung all on my neck,
grabbed my pack, got me undressed.
Looked all on my back, held me tight,
and began to moan.
The feeling of his breath against my ear,
had me in his zone.
Trying to be like Rick,
though I'm all type of freak.
Cause he had the type of spear
where you get the chest.
Kissed me on my nose, pulled my head,
and then held my head.
Watched my eyes roll
in the back of my head.
Went for the goods, how we stood.
And Johnny absolute,
time to knock boots
and play on the skin flute.
Had me all week,
I was hope for years of this.
His lips against my mouth,
tastes as sweet like a Hershey's kiss.
Stops the turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck my dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stops the turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck my dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stops the turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck my dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stops the turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Suck my dirty, dirty, hurt my daddy, hurt me.
Ooh, the way you move and groove,
your body next to mine.
And damn the way you slam, just like a man,
and you're on the ground.
And baby, how you moan and groan
when you're all kissing me.
You got my heart unlocked with that thing.
Still can't forget the key.
And never been touched like this before
from any other dude.
It never been this easy
to get Johnny in the mood.
Not normally this weak,
but oh how he pleases me.
So take it away, baby.
Please stop teasing.
Can't hold it anymore.
Don't want it to end.
Then I cleaned up and we did it again.
No, I don't see nothing wrong
with a little bump and grind.
Cause a hard man, baby, is so good to find.
Stop the turn and turn me. Work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty. Hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stop the turn and turn me. Work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty. Hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stop the turn and turn me. Work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty. Hurt my daddy, hurt me. Stop the turn and turn me. Work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty. Hurt my daddy, hurt me.
Touch me. Tease me. Touch me.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world, and to any of you from the Pacific Board who's listening, turn your radio. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free. I am Chris Harrison. I will be your executive producer for this evening. Jimmy is on a board retreat, and ladies and gentlemen, we have to play this song. But if there was more of an intro to it, I would have queued it a little sooner. As I said, Jimmy's not here, but Ellen, tell us the words. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, the bitch is back. I'm introducing Big Roy.
Glad to be with you tonight.
Pull that down for the back. Thank God I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Thank God Roy showed up because Dave is the only one else who showed. The usual cast of thousands is nothing here.
It's been a 6-month vacation for you, Chris. I figured you had long enough without me.
Praise Jesus. I'm sorry. I work in Tomball now. I get used to saying that phrase too much. So let's pull Elton down a little bit more. You know, we only play that song when someone's been gone for a while and returns. This is After Hours. The music you heard you start the show off with, we start off with Johnny Dangerous, Topsy Turvy, the Clean Radio remix. I guess I could have played the nerdy one with this stuff. I have no idea what it is. This is new. I have no clue. Apparently we have a delay system. Like we know how to use it. And
like we've ever used a delay system.
We're in the middle of the night, so we can get way more. Virgo was the second song we played with Black Leather. This is traditionally the leather night, but, you know...
I wore my leather tonight.
Mistress Max moved to Baltimore, and she's been a little AWOL with the phone calls. Like the rest of our hosts. So we're going to wing and prayer it as best we can, especially since I can't get into my email to tell me because I know PFLAG has a meeting next week and Yahoo is not working.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to some of the calendar events. Okay, shut up, Elton. I'm tired of him. Let's see. The ICOH has nothing this weekend. Next Wednesday, they have the Jukebox Show. February 3rd, Crew of Olympus Ball, which I think there's something else in here. I don't know. That's for the ICOH. For more information, I think it's spacecityempire.org. The other court, RESIS, the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc., is asking you to join Emperor 23 Chris Beck and Empress 23 Cheyenne for Investitures 23. 0023 Diamonds are Forever, a night of intrigue and suspense. On Saturday, February 17th at Club 1415. Conveniently located at 1415 California. Doors open at 6. Ceremonies begin at 7. The first show of the new reign benefiting the Reign 23 beneficiaries to immediately follow afterwards. Join them for the stepping down of Emperor 22 Ronnie Siebert and Empress 22 Dee Dee DeMarco. And they give out the checks to Legacy Community Health Services Body Positive Program and AFH Camp Hope. And then Emperor 23 Chris Beck and Empress 23 Cheyenne will invest their lines of succession to help them raise as much money as they can for the beneficiaries chosen for Reign 23. Drag Bingo at JR's. Jessica Van Shelton is joining the cast of Drag Bingo. Come see Jessica for her first bingo call on Tuesday, January 30th from 9 to 11. Then starting in February, you can see her on the third Tuesday of every month. Come see why this is not your grandmother's bingo and why O69 can be very intoxicating. God.
69?
Click. This has already happened. That hasn't happened yet. Citrine would like to invite you to the first Mr. and Miss Tony's Corner Pocket Pageant, Legends of the Stage and Screen, to be held on Sunday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Interested contestants may pick up their application on Wednesday, January 4th, and from then at Tony's Corner Pocket. Join Citrine as she steps down as Miss Keys West 2006 and introduce the first reign of Mr. and Miss Tony's Corner Pocket 2007. All proceeds in the evening will go to the PWA Holiday Charities. And what else do we have? Oh, yes. The National Leather Association is going to be holding Spring Iniquity on April 20th through the 22nd. And, well, they've already had the contest for the pin and poster, but Spring Iniquity, Houston Leather Association event. For more information, go to nlahouston.org. I was hoping we were going to be talking about Louis tonight, but go ahead and talk about your stories, Roy.
Okay.
I gave him something to read.
The Lipsinka Divas for tomorrow, Sunday.
Sunday.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. They invite everyone to George's Country Bar at 617 Fairview, where regular cast members Shyla Michaels, Gia, Ashley Houston, and Jasmine Pierce perform, along with their special performer for January. And they invite you to come out and have a cocktail or two and enjoy the show. And remember that Sunday is $1 vodkas all day at George's Country Bar, 617 Fairview. And moving right along here, this is the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Program issued this statement regarding sexual assaults in Baytown, Texas. And that they stating that numerous news outlets across the country have covered this story of a serial rapist who is targeting adult males at least twice a month since April in Baytown. And that there are several issues in regards to the reporting of this that the NCAVP wishes to address. First, the majority of articles covering this story have made mention of this form of sexual assault, serial rapes of men, as an anomaly. Rapes of men by men is unfortunately not rare nor unique. Although the U.S. Department of Justice estimates that 1 in 33 men are victims of sexual assault, many community-based organizations, such as the ones who are members of the NCAVP, receive numerous reports from male victims of sexual abuse and assault. Other studies estimate that as many as 1 in 6 men are victims of sexual assault. Sexual assault is an underreported crime across all genders. Thus, statements regarding the oddity of this particular situation are not accurate, as they are informed by a gender stereotype that states that men cannot be victims of sexual assault, only perpetrators. Reinforcing this misconception will not only encourage men who have been victims to access services or to speak out, and will do nothing to preserve public safety. Additionally, the NCAVP encourages communities to be aware of racist and homophobic stereotypes that will surface in our community when an offender is identified as being of a certain race and or is assumed to be of a certain sexual orientation. Men who have consensual sex with men become targets of blame and violence, even though the vast majority of these men are not sexual predators. Similarly, when a suspect has been identified as black, as in this case, targeting and violence against men of color escalates significantly. Black men, particularly those who have sex with men, are subject to a tremendous amount of demonization and ostracization from many different directions, including media, law enforcement, and the general public. We must support survivors of sexual violence while at the same time ensure that unfair presumptions of guilt and racial profiling do not occur. The NCAVP encourages male victims of sexual assault to report to a community-based agency and access resources for help. Being sexually assaulted is never a victim's fault. It is not indicative of sexual orientation, nor does it influence sexual orientation. Victims of sexual assault of any gender, race, or sexual orientation have a right to safety, healing, and freedom from violence. The NCAVP is a coalition of community-based organizations working to end violence in all its forms within and against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities across the United States. The Montrose Counseling Center in Houston is a member of the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Program. So if you are a victim or know someone who is a victim, contact the Montrose Counseling Center here in Houston.
And you can get access them and the Hate and Bias Crimes Advocate through the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard Houston at 713-529-3211. Or you can also contact Montrose Counseling Center directly at 713-529-0037. Or check them out on the web at montrosecounselingcenter.org. That's it of our news wrap. Like I said, I had a couple more stories, but unfortunately, Yahoo's being a Yahoo right now. This is Pledge Drive. We're starting off here. We have a goal, and we hope we will reach that. We're not going to know because we've got the phones forwarded over to the service. So if you call in, you're not going to hear our usual cast of characters answering. But we need you to call in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738, because now more than ever, the show is important. You know, last week we did the obituary for the Houston Voice. So, we're waiting for Jim to ramp up and start doing weekly shows. Issues. You know, Outsmarts Monthly, The Twit. You know, there's not many outlets you can get for this type of programming in our community. You know, up until, you know, a couple weeks ago when the issue about the Pride Parade, you know, the Chronicle wouldn't touch our community with a 10-foot pole. And surprisingly, they did decent coverage and even made an editorial about it. Took a position. And
what was that position?
They were opposed to moving.
Cool.
So, it's it's time we need your support. We need management to know that this show is viable, that there's people out there listening, and
that people care.
That people care, you know. Show them they give a damn. You know, we've got men behind bars who write to us and who pledge what they can, and you know, we have listeners out there who aren't stepping up and showing that this community is needed, that this radio show is needed for our community. So the number 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. As I said, I had invited Chair Dude from the Houston Council of Clubs, and some sort of miscommunication, so I don't have anybody here from them, because Louie is coming up next month, February 22nd, I think.
Right after Mardi Gras?
It's the weekend, you know, Mardi Gras is Tuesday, Louie starts Thursday with that. Let me see if I can pull up the schedule, at least so I can talk a little bit about this. You know, I should know more about this since I'm part of the host committee. Weekend.com. But February 22nd through the 25th, we've, you know, it's gone from a weekend event to, you know, they started doing stuff on Friday nights, and now they're opening up on Thursday nights. On Thursday night for Louie. Now, Louie is Let Us Entertain You Weekend. It's basically a bar crawl. If you are live in Harris County or any of the other eight counties that touch Harris County, it's $15. Trust me, you'll make it back up in food and
entertainment
and beverages during this event. The run schedule. It starts off on Thursday, the 22nd. Now, if you're outside those nine, the surrounding counties, it's free. Absolutely free.
Oh, boy.
Thursday night from 7 to 11, it's at EJ's, and there will be burgers.
I'm going.
I'm not sure if those are for sale or not. I forget. And there will be receptions hosted by First Family Montrose, ICOH, Houston Leather Boys, and Lone Star Rubber Corps. On Friday, we go to Mary's, naturally, from 7 to 11. Snacks will be provided by Mary's, and that then receptions by Sundance Cattle, PWA Holiday Charities, Whip Society, The Bears, and Gulf Coast Archive and Museum. So if you want a chance to see Jimmy in a bar...
Oh, my goodness.
Mary's at 11 o'clock. He will be out there slinging, and they do... different types of reception. Then Saturday morning at the 6-11, breakfast will be there. 10:30, starting at 10:30, the Nomads and Leather Tourists are having a reception, and then HPEP, Houston People Exchanging Power, which is the newest auxiliary club in Houston Council of Clubs. Then Saturday afternoon, it goes to the Ripcord with lunch by the auxiliary clubs, and there'll be a Southern theme. Maybe some fried chicken, ham, potato salad, and coleslaw, and biscuits.
Chicken meat?
It's not often you're going to find chicken in the ripcord. And
I heard that.
And it ain't the finger-licking kind, but you'll love it.
Of course, you'll probably find a lot of ham.
Then there'll be receptions by NLA Houston, the Brotherhood of Pain, Fire Dancers, Misfits, and, of course, the Big Men's Club.
The fire dancers are somebody you've got to see. They are fabulous.
And then that Saturday night, it is over at the BRB for the traditional barbecue dinner.
That does not mean be right back. I got to, you know, this new computer lingo and everything. They hear BRB and they think be right back. No.
It confused me the first time someone told me BRB. I go, you're not from Houston. How do you know about the bar? And they tell me it was be right back. Receptions over at BRB by Colt 45, Southern Country, Eresis, and the Tiffle Tea has been moved to Saturday nights.
BRB, Brazos River Bottom.
Yes, right across from Specs. The Tiffle Tea.
Tiffle Tea?
Tiffle Tea. It's the Texas First Lady.
First Lady.
What it is each one of the clubs that are represented there makes up basically...
a wild and outrageous decorated hat. It's a hat decorating contest. And traditionally, it's worn by the first lady of the president of the each club, which would be the partner of the president.
Uh-huh.
And the contest is open to a club's board members only. Does the president of your club have a spouse? If the spouse wears a hat, if the president is single, you follow the chain of command within your club's board of directors.
Oh, so the next in line who does have a spouse gets the hat.
So, like in the
spouse gets the hat.
Yeah, so in the big man's club, it goes down to actually the spouse of our secretary, who is our treasurer, would be the one who's...
Can we say Madam Secretary?
No, he would hit you for that. Oh. So the Tiffle Tea will be at the BRB because there's more room than the back of the ripcord. Because these things get outrageous and outlandish. And
yeah, but sometimes the back of the ripcord is more fun.
Shh. We're not talking about Texas paintings. And Sunday, we go to Rich's for brunch. And then at 1 p.m., the show of shows.
Uh-huh.
Sick and twisted.
Just like us.
Where this year 11 different clubs will be performing skits for the show of shows.
Oh, that ought to be something to see. That really is.
Yeah, I'm still scared because number 11 is the big men's club. we're bringing down the house, so that means this year we don't have to worry about, you know, going down the rickety stairs in the front because there's no one after us. So if they go down, they go down.
And you've got a skit all prepared. An idea?
We're working on it. I'm not the choreographer. I'm in charge of baking. Then Sunday afternoon, we go back to Mary's Naturally for the official, unofficial after party.
The official, unofficial.
That's where the organizations that visited us put on their programs and do their receptions.
Cool.
We spend the rest of it welcoming outsiders to Houston, and then the last skit is them basically, you know, the last part of it is them thanking us.
Reciprocating.
Reciprocation. What a lovely concept in this neighborhood.
But so, you know, that shows that there's going, you know, that Louis is definitely worth attending.
Yes. There's the 34th annual Louis event. If you want to get more information or register, go to louisweekend.com. That's L-U-E-Y weekend.com. Lots of fun. Like I said, it's a great way of meeting people and seeing others. You'll like I said, you'll see a lot of people around you haven't seen before. I'll be around a lot in there once I get my vest. And we've got friendship pins. So check out Louis.com. So.
Oh, Chris. By the way.
Get closer to the mic.
Before that, on the 17th of February, we're having the gay bus trip to Galveston from the Ripcord. And that's by the crews of Momus and Uranus that's doing that. And that's an awful fun trip to go on. I'll be going on that.
Yeah, myself. You need to check with the Ripcord on availability because I know there's a limited number of seats for that. Also, there is a limited number on Louis. There is only 1,000 registrations.
I got my ticket for that today, and the bartender said they have about 20 tickets left.
Okay, so for more information, theripcord.com, I believe, is the bar's website.
And what is the theme for this year's Galveston Mardi Gras?
Who knows? Let's see. Galveston Mardi Gras. Let's see if anything comes up. MardiGrasGalveston.com. And let's see. It doesn't say anything about the theme. Oh, the Mummers are going to be there?
The Philadelphia Mummers.
Yeah. Ooh,
cool. I remember watching them on TV when I was a little kid. They're something. They got the big old headdresses and everything.
But, so that's coming up to...
Right. So we're going to figure out what we're going to do here, but what we need for you to do, like I said, I don't know how many people have called. I don't know if anybody's called. It's 713-526-5738. We're taking your pledges of support for this show. And, you know, I'll admit, this past month has been kind of bad for us. You know, a lot of our hosts weren't able to make it, didn't make it, didn't bother to let us know they weren't going to make it. And we're going to work on that. But still, we need to let management, and, you know, like I said, the National Board is here, let them know the program like we do here is needed. And the only way we can do that is through your pledge of support, 526-5738. At the $150 level, we've got the wonderful Cranker Radio. Where else can 30 seconds of pleasure give, 30 seconds of cranking give you 30 minutes of pleasure?
Really?
Yes. You crank the radio, crank it for 30 seconds, and you get 30 minutes of music. You also charge your cell phone, which is a wonderful thing when the next big one hits us.
And it has a flashlight on it.
Flashlight and all that other stuff.
You can do everything but shave with it.
Amazing.
And especially here in the Gulf Coast, you really need it. I mean, Hurricane Katrina showed what can happen, and all the power be out. You know, and then you got your batteries, and the batteries will, you know, especially like in Louisiana, the batteries ran out, and then people were left without being able to listen. You just crank that thing on up, and you get an emergency news, and you get to hear us. And rain or shine, After Hours will be here.
And you can charge your charge your cell phone. You can't do that with your other stuff. Or, hey, I've got my Yahoo account back up.
And it's also very important that we get you to pledge here, because the money that you pledge does not come to any of us here on After Hours. It comes to the station. All that's going to happen is that you're letting the powers that be know that After Hours is important to you, that you're out there, you are listening. And this is for the general fund of KPFT and Pacifica. And this is very important that we do support the station. We're about to become a 100,000-watt broadcast station. As one other person, talk radio host, will say, a think tank. And we got twice the power. So everybody will be able to hear us.
Okay, a couple other things I want to put in your... let's just do this later. Let's go to some music. This is going to scare people who know me, who listen to the show regularly.
Nothing you do is going to scare us.
I put in 3 CDs and I'm playing women's music.
Oh, my God. That is scary. Chris, what's happening?
Chris is playing lesbian music. Well, I'm hoping it's not the whiny lesbian with an acoustic guitar. But, you know, I got to play something cutesy to start off with on that. So, we're going to start with the Candy Cane. And since the station's known for the blues, let's go with a little bit of blues music. The Masturbation Blues.
Oh, my God.
Kisses After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
It helps me to snooze. this. Some folks are built like that, the way I'm built. Now don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. Ain't built for speed. And I got everything that a good woman needs. Some folks zip and run, some folks heave and sigh. You want some of this? You gotta take your time, because I'm built for comfort.
Same. You said, oh, what have we got to lose? Like you don't care. I don't know who you are, but I know that it's a fact that you'll be back. Tell me who's the one that you've been lying to, and does she understand she's sleeping with a man with other plans?
Tragic.
I know nothing.
This nice bottom. Mm-hmm. ain't it easy on the eyes? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. But honey, if I can't sell it,
before the song ended. This is After Hours. Queer Radio with an Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the worldwide... Well, not always, because it isn't working this week. I think it's because of the Pacifica National Board being in town. That's probably what it is. But usually on kpft.org... we just did a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pack of women's music. Well, 5 women and 1. Well, Pussy puts herself off as a woman, so we'll say Pussy's woman. Started that off with Candy Cane and the Masturbation Blues. Suede, Built for Comfort. Dreji with Ecstasy. Scandell, You'll Be Back. Marcy Ray, Desperate Old Guy, and wrapped it up with Pussy Tourette, If I Can't Sell It. And, so, we have no people here, unfortunately. Our guest ran off. Ozzy's out celebrating his 21st birthday.
Uh-huh.
So.
He's legal now.
Well, legal for that. Here, let's give you a couple of the things we were talking about, some calendar stuff coming up. Freedom to Marry Week events. On Sunday, February 11th, from 7 to 10, there'll be the National Freedom to Marry Week kickoff party. And that will be at the home of Tony Curl and Bruce Smith. For more information on all this stuff, you can go to familyequality.org. On Monday, February 12th, from 7 to 8:30, discussion series, The Psychology of Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, by Dr. Jeffrey Vanasse. He will explore the history in which psychology of sexual orientation and gender identity, as well as whether therapy designed to change one's sexual orientation or gender identity, called reparative therapy, is a harmful practice. This will be at the University of Houston Law Center, Crossed Hall, entrance 19. On Tuesday the 13th, another discussion at 8:30 on religion and sexual orientation and gender identity. Clergy from various faiths will discuss religious support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and same-sex marriage. And that'll be at Grace Lutheran Church, 2515 Waugh. On Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th, starting at noon, will be the demonstration for the right to marry at the Harris County Clerk's Office. Demonstrators are advised to register and receive training in advance. This will be at the Harris County Civil Justice Center, 201 Caroline. What this will entail is same-gender couples going to the registrar's office, the county clerk's office, and asking for an application for marriage.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, they'll get the standard issue, and the cameras will be there, and, you know.
They'll be told to get to the back of the bus.
Yes. On Thursday, February 15th, a discussion on the biology of sexual orientation and gender identity by Dr. Cynthia Chappelle, Ph.D., presenting a scientific evidence that shows that there is a biological explanation for sexual orientation and gender identity. That will be at the University of Houston Law Center Hendricks Heritage Room, and it's off entrance 19. February 16th, a bachelorette party for wedding participants and guests will be at Club Blur, 710 Pacific Street. That's the club formerly known as O, formerly known as Pacific Street, formerly, I'm sorry, I'll scratch that. Blur, formerly known as Harry's, right? There was some name.
It's had so many.
Yeah.
We can't even keep track of it now.
There's one in the middle that we, you know, they tried to make it a non-smoking bar, and it failed miserably. On Saturday, February 17th, the rehearsal dinner for wedding participants and their guests will be at Hollywood Restaurant, 2409 Montrose. This is the new location for Hollywood Restaurant, which used to be Cafe Noche?
Yes, Cafe Noche.
On Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. will be the pre-wedding brunch, open to the general public. And then at 3:30 will be the Texas's largest same-sex wedding celebration and demonstration for the right to marry. Over 20 clergy members from many various faiths will be residing over this. Participants must register in advance or at the church. This all this on Sunday will be happening at Resurrection Metropolitan Community Church at 2025 West 11th Street. At 6 p.m., the wedding reception with cake, punch, dancing, and live entertainment. All of that is Sunday at the Resurrection MCC. So I'm going to keep that. And People Like Houston's February meeting will be on Sunday, February 4th, the first Sunday, at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. The program will consist of a panel of gay male and lesbian couples who have been in committed long-term relationships for many years. Join as these couples share their stories of committed long-term relationships and answer questions that the audience members may have.
You know, that's 1 week. That's just 1 week away.
Yeah, next Sunday. Not today, but next. Well, not today if you're in the real world. You know how we talk around here. It's next week. So we'll plug that again. And I think what we're going to do is, did I have pull a CD over here or not? Look under your coat there. Yeah, that one. Since I'm kind of a little lost for what to do, and you know, just having Roy and I talk all evening would bore the hell out of me, I'm going to give you a chance to do a repeat broadcast here. This is the Queer Music Heritage Show from this past Wednesday. I'm sorry, this past Monday on Queer Voices by J.D. Doyle. And it's a show about Tret Fury.
Did you play one of his her cuts last week?
I don't know if we did or not. But, Tret was from, J.D. will explain who she is because I listened to the first part of the show. And like I said, when we have time like this to fill, we give you an opportunity to hear something you might have missed on that. So during the time you're listening to this, you can call us here at 713-526-5738. We're answering the phones now. Put in your pledge of support here to KPFT. And so here's J.D. Which I put in number two. J.D. with Tret Fury. And this is KPFT Houston.
And in the summer I'm looking for a ride. In the fall it's all about the leaving. And in the winter I stay inside. Well, if you take a long walk in the morning, you might find it makes a better day. And if you
lover will never go away. And if you look to your own inspiration, the walls come tumbling down. Just reach for the light that's deep inside and spread it around. Spread it around. In the spring I take a deep breath, and in the summer I'm looking for a ride. In the fall it's all about the leading, and in the winter I stay inside. And when the sun beats hard on the heartland, say a prayer, there'll be a bit of rain. And when the snow falls smothering the wheat fields, remember that the green will come again. And when fear rolls heavy like a storm cloud, and thunder is a threatening sound, just reach for the light that's deep inside and spread it around. Spread it around. In the spring I take a deep breath, and in the summer I'm looking for a ride. In the fall it's all about the leaving, and in the winter I stay inside.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to my 7th anniversary show. I'm celebrating with what I think is a very special show, honoring the work of Trett Fury. Now, she should not be a new name to you, as she's been recording since 1972 and has broken her own new ground in a number of ways. And one of the ways that impresses me is that in the early 1970s in L.A., when she was making her musical beginnings, she also realized that she needed more control over her sound and became one of the first women sound engineers in the U.S. That led to her working with Olivia Records and a number of artists, including Chris Williamson. They became musical and life partners and were almost the poster children of gay relationships until Trett again needed to go her own way. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Stick around and you'll hear Trett talk about her career and her music. And the music starting the show came from her latest CD, Anytime, Anywhere, from 2005. We'll be back to that album later in the show. I got a chance to sit down with Trett early last November, prior to seeing her in concert in Houston. You got some really great exposure very early in your career with Spencer Davis. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I had recently moved to L.A., trying to find my fame and fortune, and I had met and was partnered with June Millington, who at the time was a guitar player for a group called Fanny. And Fanny was the first all-women rock and roll band in the early 70s, and quite well established. And I moved in with June. We lived up in the Hollywood Hills, and right around the corner from us was where Spencer Davis lived. And he knew the keyboard player, the piano player from Fanny, and was looking for a guitar player. So I auditioned for him, and he hired me on the spot. He wasn't intending on hiring a woman, but he loved the way I played. And he was, at the time, he wasn't doing his old, the Spencer Davis group rock and roll stuff. He was doing blues, acoustic blues. And at the time, I was playing a lot of 12-string slide, lead belly style, finger picking, 12-string slide, 6-string slide. And he just loved the way I played. So I worked with him. I brought in a bass player who was a friend of mine. We became a trio. I wrote some stuff that he recorded, as did the bass player. And I worked with him for, I want to say, about a year, I think, at which point the manager of Fanny saw my talent working with Spencer and took me on as an artist and got me my first record deal with MCA Records. And so I stopped working with Spencer. I did work with him again in the mid-70s. He was doing a retro band, a retro rock and roll thing, and I played guitar with him again, but it wasn't as much fun. I was having to sing songs like Gimme Some Lovin' and I'm a Man. Singing back about I'm a Man was a little trying for me. but it was great exposure, and it was good work for me.
In 1972, Spencer Davis released an album called Mousetrap. He recorded one of your songs, and I believe you played and sang backups on it, though that's not credited on the album.
It's not. Well, who knows? In those days, they weren't as meticulous about crediting stuff. It really was, I mean, in a lot of ways, it was really almost a duo album, but, it was never set up that way. But I wrote the single for the album, and I did all the guitar work and all the backup singing.
I should have phrased it as harmony singing, because the vocals were very strong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was more than just backup vocals, right. It was harmony, because we sang together through all the shows and all the stuff we did.
That album contains one of your songs, Rainy Season. That song also appears on your own debut album in 1973.
A very interesting song. I mean, it was one of one of the first songs that I thought had some potential. I don't even know where it came from. You know, I listen to those old songs and I think, oh my God, do I really want anyone to ever hear them again?
It sounded different on your album.
It did, and when I did it with Spencer, it was more of like a country, kind of a country folk piece. And then when I did it with Lowell George, who produced my first album, he took it in a whole different direction, a la Little Feet, and it was much, much hipper and much, much more avant-garde than the way it was done with Spencer. So they're two totally different takes on the same song. And it's not, to me, it's not one of my best songs. It's not something that I would listen to.
Well, for historical purposes, let's hear just a bit of both versions of the song Rainy Season.
What's gonna happen when the rainy season comes? Will your roof cave in on you? Will the rain come pouring through? And the lightning blind your view? What's gonna happen when it's cold once again? Will you wear that ragged hat? Or stay in with a cat? Though I can't quite picture that. What's gonna happen when I leave once again? For the winter's almost here. All the grass is fading, life's parading, freezes for a while. What's gonna happen when your patience finally fails? Will you lock yourself away? Or hide for several days? Then come out feeling great.
Understand you were one of the first female sound engineers. How did that come about?
Well, I was working on my second solo album. I was working with a company called Heritage Music. It was Johnny Mercer's son had started a record company. And I was working with a producer by the name of Morgan Cabot, whose claim to fame was The Captain and Tennille. He had produced their first album, their first big hit album. I was working with a young engineer who turned out to be my mentor and a great friend. But when I first started working with him, he had the attitude that a lot of engineers have of being a bit of arrogance, like, you can't possibly understand what I'm doing, and I'm not going to explain anything that I'm doing to you because this is my secret. And I don't like working that way. So I said, you know, I don't like feeling ignorant. I'd like to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the studio. So the studio owner gave me a book called Modern Recording Techniques, which was like the Bible of recording in the 70s. I took it home and read it, and I understood it. And I came back the next day and I started explaining things to Randy, my engineer, and he was like, whoa. And he was a musician who came at engineering from a musician's point of view, as I pretty much did. But I could explain things to him that he did instinctively but didn't understand. So he says, you want to work as my second engineer? And I said, absolutely. So when we weren't working on my album, I was working with him on other projects, and we worked 18-hour days, 7 days a week. You know, for a year and a half, I worked with him. Through that time, my album was sold to United Artists, but it was never released because United Artists decided, or Transamerica Life Insurance, who owned United Artists, decided to get out of the music business. So my album got dropped, and fortunately, I had the background of engineering to fall back on while I was struggling to get another deal. And I spent the next 5 years pretty much in the studio, supporting myself as a recording engineer, and using all my profits, all my income, disposable income, on bands, putting bands together and showcasing all over LA, trying to get the next big deal. So it was really fortuitous because, you know, so many artists have to wait tables, have to, you know, work as a clerk in the supermarket, whatever, to make ends meet until you can get your next big break. But I never had to leave. Once I started, I never had to leave the music industry. And I became a pretty well-known engineer. It was hard because in the 70s, of course, you know, women couldn't possibly know what they were doing in a studio. And every session I did, every new client I had to prove myself. I had to prove that I knew what I was doing, that I knew more than they did. And it was always a struggle, but I never lost a client, because once people started working with me, they realized that I had a good ear and I had a good temperament and I was easy to work with.
On your first album, there was involvement with Bonnie Raitt, Van Dyke Parks, The Millingtons, Lowell George of Little Feet. That's pretty heady stuff.
Yeah. And they were all, you know, they were all friends of mine. We were all hanging out in the early 70s. Lowell I met through June. And when it was time, when I got my deal with MCA, I wanted him to be my producer. They balked at first, but they, you know, they went for it because he had a good, strong name. And he had, I believe I was his first outside production outside of Little Feet. And he was a friend of Van Dyke's. And I met Van Dyke through him, and Van Dyke and I became friends. And Bonnie also through June. We all hung out in those days. There was a lot of great, in the house where I lived, there was a lot of music going on. Crazy Horse used to rehearse down in the basement, Neil Young's band. Bonnie would come over and Lowell would come over and we'd play music, and Freebo would come around, and Joel Tepp, a harp player. I mean, there was so much stuff going on in those days. Danny O'Keefe. I mean, we were all good friends. We all played music together. I remember singing one night with Maria Muldera and Linda Ronstadt, and Bonnie and I were singing backup, just like hanging out at a party, just singing. And I used to play fiddle a bit in the early days, and Maria always encouraged me on my fiddle playing. And so those were really, really great, very heady times, you know. And it was a great time to be in music. That's when record companies really, pretty much some record companies supported artists, took artists on to let them mature and grow and just give you a one-shot deal. So there was, you know, there was great stuff going on in those days.
Tell me about your early connection with June Millington.
Well, I met her in 1970. I had just moved to L.A. I went to New York to find a manager when I dropped out of school and I decided I was going to pursue music. I went to New York and to play the Village, to play the Hoots, to see if I could find a manager. And I met this woman, Maggie Corey, who was Professor Irwin Corey's daughter. And her claim to fame, though, was that she was an ex-partner of James Taylor's and that she knew everybody in the business and she wanted to manage me. So I said, sure, let's try it. And immediately moved to L.A. And she had just gotten to know Fanny. I can't even remember how. I think it was through a studio and through a man named John Fishbeck, who was a friend of James's. And she brought me over to their house one night. And I met June. We started playing guitar together, and that was it. I never left. We just kind of fell in love, and musically and personally, and that was really my first lesbian relationship. And we ended up spending 2.5 years together, and didn't really play music together because it was all about Fanny in those days. And You know, we would play acoustic guitars together when we were home, but she mostly wasn't home. She was mostly on the road, which is why I eventually left, because I never saw her. She was always gone. But through her, I met a lot of people and went on to have, you know, my own career.
How did you make the transition from the big labels like MCA and Uni to Olivia?
Well, I got pretty frustrated. It's, you know, the music industry is very political, and it's also, it's a very sexist industry. It always has been, and it still is. More so, you see it in Nashville now than in LA. But, you know, I lost my deal with Uni through politics. The president who brought me into the label was fired, and all the artists that came with that president were dropped. Had nothing to do with talent. It had all to do with, you know, who you knew and or who you were sleeping with. And then when I lost my deal with United Artists through the label folding, I was really getting tired of it, and I hooked up with June Millington again after several years of absence. I decided I would produce her next album, which was called Heart Song, and I sold it to Olivia Records. And I met the women from Olivia, and they offered me a contract. And I realized that even though I didn't really want to be pigeonholed into something called women's music, here was a ready-made audience of, at the time, thousands of women who were hungry for women artists, who appreciated everything you did. And I could have total creative control over what I did, and I didn't have to sign any kind of long-term agreements. So it was a natural progression for me. And when I hooked up then with Chris Williamson through June, I became her opening act, which later, you know, developed into a duo act. But at the time, I was her opening act, and it was, you know, I was really the first sort of rock and roll singer on Olivia. I was actually on second wave, because Olivia was trying to stay pure, women-only folk-based artists. And they started Second Wave Records to bring in more other kinds of music and women who might have worked with men and all that kind of stuff. So I was the first artist on Second Wave Records, but it felt like a natural progression. There was such beauty in those rooms and such energy of, you know, thousands and thousands of women at the time just loving the music. And they didn't always love my music, because my music was a little loud for a lot of the women. You know, they'd just say, "We want Chris. Get off stage. You're too loud." And it's like, you're going to have to listen.
Your second solo album, Terminal Hold, was released in 1984 on Olivia Records' Second Wave label. From it, please tell me about the song, As If by the Wind.
Well, As If by the Wind is, you know, that was the time of, that was the early 80s. And the whole way that song, I love the way that song starts, because you hear that intro in just about every third song in the 80s, the way it kind of bump, 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 the way the guitars build. It was a love song that I had written for somebody I had known in the 70s, working in the studios. It was a relationship that wasn't supposed to be happening. It's one of those things that just happens. My songs are all very personal. They come from different places in my life and different places I've been, and I've been in a lot of places, a lot of romantic situations, a lot of environmental situations. I've been all over the map, and it's all through my music.
I caught a glimpse of you that opened my eyes. I caught a fever quite by surprise. I stole a glance that shook me inside.
fourth solo album came out in 1990, called Time Turns the Moon. And one of the songs that really caught my attention from it is The Girls All Dance.
Well, that was from my high school years, growing up in small town northern Michigan, going to the Barriga dance every Friday night, and the boys never danced. They just stand around in a big circle, and so the girls all dance with each other. And I thought, when I started writing this song, this is perfect. This is the lesbians are going to love this because we all do dance now. But it came from a place in high school and it was always amazing to me. Rarely did you see a boy on the dance floor, and it was okay to dance with girls. There was nothing wrong with that in high school because you were just dancing. And it's been a great song. Women love that song.
I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your time with Chris Williamson, because that was such a very public part of your life and music career.
Yes, it was. It was. We were together personally and professionally for 19 years. And as I mentioned, I met her as an engineer on her children's record, Lumiere, and became her producer over the next 19 years, basically. I started as an opening act for her. She'd play in my sets, I'd play in her sets. Through the course of that first decade, we didn't really talk about our relationship. We sort of kept it private, but it became more and more public. And by the early 90s, people knew that we were a couple. Our music became more and more closely aligned. We started writing more together. I was going less rock, more folk, and she was more going from folk to a little more rock, and so it was a nice blending of styles and talent, and our voices were so beautifully matched that sometimes you couldn't tell one from the other, and that was something that people loved and we loved. And but the more our relationship became public, the more people sort of fell to us as role models. And comes a point, I think, in anyone's professional life where if you become too identified with someone else, you lose your own identity. And I felt like I was starting to lose my own identity and my own creative control by being just a duo with Chris, because it was always Chris and Trett. And I was feeling like and Trett more than I was feeling like Trett. And I just had to step away, but it was one of the hardest decisions I have ever made personally and professionally, because I knew that there would be a lot of backlash. I knew that I would not have the following that Chris would continue to have. And I knew that people would be resentful. And they were. I mean, I struggled for the first 2 or 3 years were really hard. It was hard to get work. People were nasty to me. Not everybody, but certain elements. And I'd get emails from people saying, you can't leave. You need to stay together for us. You're our role models. You're the perfect couple. How could you leave?
You were on a relationship pedestal.
Yeah, exactly. The poster children for codependency. And it just was wrong. We should have never put ourselves out there so much like that, because it just made it very difficult to move on. But it was a great run. It was a great 19 years. We had a great relationship, both professionally and personally, but it had run its course in my life. I had to move on. There's still people that won't come to my shows because they take sides. And there should never have been a side. And there shouldn't be sides.
Do you currently have much contact with Chris?
Yes, I mean, not much. We see each other at events. We were both at Michigan last year. I as a vendor, her as a performer. I saw her recently in P-Town. But we don't have a lot of contact. We don't, I wouldn't, you know, it's interesting because most lesbians, when they break up, they remain friends. Well, that's not the case with Chris, and I probably will never be. I think it's just still too hard. And it's harder on her, I think. So we don't have a lot of contact, but I don't think we will do any kind of reunion show like people always want. It's just not, it's not where I am, and it's not where she is either.
One more question about when you worked together. How did you work out the creative process? Who sang lead? Who recorded?
Well, when we first started writing together, I would write more of the music and she would write more of the lyrics because I'm naturally much more musically inclined, and she is more lyrically inclined. She would have a piece of lyric, and I would say, oh, and I've got the perfect melody for that. And a lot of the earlier stuff, she would sing the lead, or we would sing it together, or we would share verses, or we would alternate verses. A lot of the stuff we did, like Helen's Field, Stones from Helen's Field, things like that, we would alternate verses. As we continued to write, we started writing more integrated. We would share lyrical ideas, we would share musical ideas, and we were teaching songwriting a lot. And the more we would teach songwriting, we would always ended up writing songs. That the lessons that we were teaching, we'd end up writing great songs ourselves. And those songs were probably more closely aligned in terms of having an equal share in the whole creative process of music and lyric. You know, it's hard to say who took the lead. I guess it depended on who felt more closely aligned to the lyric and to the feel of the song.
Of the three albums that you did together, are there any songs that stand out that you're particularly proud of?
Oh boy, I think the Stones from Helen's Field is a great song. Radio Quiet was one of our favorites always. Those are two that really stand out to me, Stones from Helen's Field and Radio Quiet.
Let's take a break and hear a little of their song, Radio Quiet. It's the title track from their 1998 album.
There are places on the earth that are so quiet, you can hear the whispers of space. We stand beneath the stars and the heavens, and we search the chaos for a face. Between the heartbeats, a place beneath the screen, a dream of other heartbeats, a silhouette unseen. We listen for the whispers or any sign at all. The radio is
again, I wish I could play full versions of all of the songs on this show. but hopefully this will give you a taste of the music and Trent's career, and you'll seek out her releases.
This is Trent Fury, and you are listening to Queer Music Heritage.
And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more Very Queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. Since your breakup with Chris, you've released three excellent solo albums. The first, in 2001, was called Back Home. From it, please tell us about the song All Over Town.
All Over Town. Wow, that was the song I wrote right after, as I was leaving, pretty much as I was leaving Chris. And it was a song of hope that we could get to a place where we could see each other. I'll find you in the schoolyard. I'll pass you in the underground and wonder how we ever, found our way back home. And my hope is that we could find our way back to really what was the basis of our relationship, which was a very strong friendship. And we have that friendship, but it's a very distant friendship right now. And this, just the phrase All Over Town was that it was. Everybody was talking about it. It was on the streets before I even knew it. People were, something's up. Some people came up to me and said they knew when we recorded Radio Quiet that something wasn't quite right. People had their senses of that something was wrong even before, I realized that something was tragically wrong with where I was at in that relationship. And I think it's a neat song.
It's a time I still remember from a place that I could never forget. It's a piece of broken pottery from a veil of deep regret. It's the sound of voices in the waves, it's the sound of sea on sea. It's the beat of all creation, it's the heart of you.
Over Town was about the breakup. From the same album was the song This Train.
That was my leaving. That was my metaphor Well, I always say, you know, that was my return to folk, my true return to a folk album, and you can't do a folk album without a Train song. And that was my Train song. But it really, I wrote that as I was leaving the West Coast. I lived on the West Coast for 30 years. I was in L.A. for 17 years. I was in Oregon for 13 years. And I decided to come back home, come back to the Midwest. And in doing so, I drove a truck, a Ryder truck, across country with taking basically just my studio and a few things I owned and pulling my car. And it was about leaving the West and never turning back. And it's a song about moving forward and never turning back.
This train only runs on a one-way track. Once you head east, there's no turning back. Once you're on board, you can ride for days. Till evening fog and the morning haze. There's no getting on once you're on the rail. Come to win and come to fail. The big wheels rumble through the snow.
Was This Train from the Back Home album. And your next album, My Shoes, had an important title track.
That was a song I felt I had to write. I really, really was tired of people saying that I blithely walked away, you know, from a relationship, and how could I have done that? And not realizing that how difficult it is. And I, you know, it is the most difficult thing. It's as difficult to be the one who leaves as it is to be the one who's left. And I always say that. And it's true. You know, and people know it. But people tend to judge you. And it's a song about being judged. And that you should not judge someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes. And it's been a very powerful song for me. It's really turned people around to say, oh my God, this must have been hard for you. Hello. You know, and part of the problem was when I left, Chris and I had a whole spring tour, and she got the tour, and I had no work, and so she was out there talking about what happened from her point of view, and people only could hear one side of the story, and I said, this is crazy. I'm writing my side of the story of what it's like to be the one who has to leave.
Have you ever had to walk away from someone you had promised your whole life to? And have you ever had to face your fears, bear the tears, and wonder if you'd ever get it right? Have you ever had to close your eyes? Have you ever had to realize that nothing lasts forever in a day? Well, I've done what must be done. I've chased the moon and the sun. Have you ever had to do what I had done? Everybody has an answer. Everybody takes a side. Everybody has a ticket on this never-ending ride. And the old adage is true.
I think My Shoes has been an important song for me in terms of, and for other people in terms of the recognition of how difficult it is to be a person who leaves a long-term relationship. It's helped a lot of people, I think, through the process of dealing with that breakup, and also that song has been used a lot in therapy and divorce therapy and other kinds of therapy. I think it's a, you know, a very well done song.
How has your music changed over the years?
Oh, it's gotten much, I'm much more folk influenced than I ever was. Well, except in my early years. I mean, I came from folk. I moved into pop rock. I moved in from folk rock to pop rock. There was a couple years of punk and new wave in there as well. But I've just mellowed, and I've mellowed back into the acoustic guitar. You know, some of it is survival. You can't travel these days if you're going to fly at all. You can't travel with a lot of instruments, and I can't afford to travel with a band. You know, my first and most important instrument is the acoustic guitar, and it's just a natural place for me to be. So I write only these days on the acoustic guitar, and the more I travel in the folk worlds, which I'm doing a lot more these days, the more I find my influences and my inspiration comes from other folk artists, that other storytellers that I love, because I go to the North American Folk Alliance every year, which is a huge folk conference. But it's become the highlights of every year, and I hear new folk artists. I learn things from other players and singers, and I find that it takes me back into myself and where my roots were and where I started. I write a lot of story songs. I write a lot of love songs, but they're really, really more folk influenced than anything these days.
Has your audience changed?
Well, my audience grows with me. My audience is aging, as am I. I have younger people come to my shows. I'd like to see more, because I think my music is ageless, and I call my music rock and aggressive folk, because there's, you know, there's an edge to a lot of the stuff I do, and I think that younger a younger audience appreciates that. But I think my music is timeless. I hope it's timeless. But I look out, and you know, my audience is graying right along with me.
To me, the writing seems wiser, and I like that it's from an older perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, especially the title song of my latest CD about being old, over 50, and still having it.
When you perform, what song gets the most audience reaction?
Right now, Anytime, Anywhere, which is that song, because people say, yeah, I'm over 50, yeah, I, you know. Yeah, that really, really, really gets a great response.
Tell me about that song.
Well, that song actually came from an experience that I had. I was at the National Women's Music Festival 3 years ago, and I was talking to Alex Olson and Pamela and Ember about joining the union, because I'm vice president of Local 1000, which is the first non-geographically based local of the AFBEM. And the thing that's great about this union is that for the first time ever, traveling folk musicians can look forward to a pension. We have an amazing pension plan. And as a traveling musician, you've never been able to have to get any kind of pension. So it's a great union. And I just believe in this union for many reasons. And I'm trying to get younger women into the union, especially women, because women historically have not had pensions, you know, have not taken care of themselves unless it's been through their husband, you know, and a lot of women don't think that. They still don't think that way. They don't think about retirement. And I want more women in this music, in this union, excuse me, because it's still mostly over 50 white male. So and I was talking to them about pension, and I realized that their eyes were just glazing over, and you know, they weren't really, they weren't thinking about pension plans. And I said to them, I know you're not thinking about pension now, but I said, believe me, it seems like only yesterday that I was in my 20s and I'm 52. And Alex Olson kind of turned to me and said, you're 52, you're hot. And I just, you know, I said, how do you do it? And, you know, I was like, what does that exactly mean? That you can't be hot over 50 is the way I took it. And she assures me that's not what she meant, but it spurred me to write that song. And I always say, I'm now 55, but I'm not dead. And it's about, you know, just because you're over 50 doesn't mean you're not, one, you're not having sex, that you can't be hot, that you're not, you know, you're not out there, that you're not passionate, that you're not emotional, that you're not always working on looking your best and being the best you can be. And women love that song. Women and men both love that song. It's a great song.
I'm an older woman now. It doesn't mean that I am dead. More than anything, it means I'm more alive inside my head. I'm not talking ethereal, because we're physically bred. I can talk you in circles, and I can talk you into bed. Because it only gets better, and it only gets smarter. It's sweet and it's sexy. It's softer and harder, and it's all about the comfort, and it's all about the dare. So I'll take you anytime, anywhere. I'm a married woman now. It doesn't mean that I am blind. There's so much more to see, but only one to take the time. I'm talking fidelity, because we're physically fine. I can talk to you in circles, and I talk because you're mine. Because it only gets better, and it only gets smarter. It's sweet and it's sexy. It's softer and harder, and it's all about the comfort, and it's all about the dare. So I'll take you anytime, anywhere.
Of course, that was the title track from Trent's 2005 album, Anytime, Anywhere. I love the song Drivin'. Can you tell me about it?
Oh, that I wrote that for Jane. We were driving. She for 5 years, she took a hiatus from the work that she does, which is hospital administration, to travel with me, to be my booking agent, to be my manager, to be my publicist, to travel with me and sell the clothes and the CDs. And it was a great run, you know. But she was ready to go back to the work that she loves. But we would drive endlessly, and we put 50,000 miles a year on a car for 4 years, plus flying and renting cars. That was just our personal car. We put 50,000 miles, and we'd get in that car and we would go. And she had bought me a baby Taylor, so that I could write songs in the car, because we were always in the car and I needed to write. So she bought me a little guitar so I could actually play, you know, without hitting her in the head with the neck of the guitar. And we were driving through the night, and we were just passing through Ohio into Kentucky. And I was working on a different song that just was not happening. And I was just about to put the guitar away when I just kind of was noodling around, and I found this chord, I found the sequence. I looked up at the sky, and there was a plane flying, and it was just this beautiful, beautiful night. It was like a Paris blue sky. And I just started singing the song, and she goes, "What was that?" And I said, "It's a new song. I just wrote it." And it was a 5-minute song, and it's all about her traveling with me.
It's a gorgeous night. There's a plane in the sky, and I'm driving with my girl by my side. And the moon is up, not a cloud to be seen. Is this an earthly delight or a heavenly dream? And I touch your arm to make sure you're real. But I'm not making this up. This is and the first star comes out, starlight, star bright. You're always the wish that I wish for each night. And the hours fly by like the telephone lines, and the radio's on, and we're keeping the time. And I touch your arm to make sure you're real. That I'm not making this up. This is really how love
light so dark. My heart is so light, and I touch your arm to make sure you're real. That I'm not making this up. This is really how love feels. Ooh, ooh.
I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to especially thank Trek Theory for the wonderful interview. And, as I had expected, the interview was so good that I could not fit it into the radio version of this show, so my internet listeners could hear an extended version with a lot more comments and additional music. That, of course, can be found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. To find out more about Trett and her music, please visit her excellent website at www.trettfury.com. I'm going to end this segment with one of my favorite of Trett's songs. It comes from the Radio Quiet album from 1998. One of your songs is called Tomboy Girl, and you've made sort of your own cottage industry out of that idea.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Well, I always, you know, when that song came out, women responded to it, women related to it, because so many of us grew up as tomboys. And, you know, so many of us still own that title, and proudly so. And so when I wrote that song about my own life growing up as a tomboy, with growing up with three brothers, I wanted to do a t-shirt. And in 2000, my partner Jane and I decided, well, let's try it. Let's do a t-shirt and see how it sells. And women loved it. And then we did a hat. And then we did a tank top. And then we started a web business. And people, we would say, give us your requests. We'll see what we can do. And it turned into a line of clothing. I took on another partner, a good friend of mine in Massachusetts, who became a very active part of the company. And Jane's dream was to start a retail store, and Carol's was as well. And so we eventually opened up a retail store in Madison. And now it's a retail business, a web business. I sell a lot of clothes at my shows. It's also my production company. The name is so tightly related to me now, that my record company is Tomboy Girl Records. My production company is Tomboy Girl. Our festival, we had did Tomboy Girl Fest for a couple years. It's just a name that's very closely associated with me, which is great. And the funny thing, you know, the interesting thing to me is, you know, on the road I sell a lot of clothes to my audience, but in my store in Madison, I sell mostly to middle school girls and straight girls, and mothers come in with their daughters, and the daughters want, they love the clothing because they love the name. They can own it now. There's no onus attached to it anymore. Something to be proud of. You know, since Title IX, more and more so, it's okay to be a tomboy. It's okay to be in sports. And girls these days, you know, they're all soccer champs and baseball and softball. And they come in, they buy the clothing, they wear it proudly, and it's great. It's nice to see.
Tomboy girl, I'll always be a
toys, staying out late till I had to come in. Tomboy muscle and tomboy skin, running the faces, diving for home, counting the hits of the skipping stone, scuffing my shoes cause they look too new. Wouldn't you wanna be a tomboy?
Thanks to J.D. Doyle for making Queer Music Heritage available to us here on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and 89.5 down on Galveston. You can find out, J.D. is on Queer Voices every week. He features Queer Music Heritage on the fourth Monday of the month. Queer Voices is on Mondays from 8 to 10 here on KPFT. You can also find out more of his music and previous shows he's done at queermusicheritage.org. This is Chris Harrison. Well, with After Hours, we're getting into our last hour here. We still could use your pledge of support at 713-526-5738 at 713-JAM-KPFT. And let management know that shows, when we have the good shows, we have the guests here and we're doing what we normally do. It's something you appreciate and look forward to. So what we're going to do now is, once I get Big Roy out from chatting up the young folk that have come in, the young hotties, we're going to put some more music in your ear and give you an opportunity to call us up at 713-526-5738. We're going to do a little bit of Kevin Cahoon, and Can I Have This Dance? This is After Hours.
Play it.
my eyes. My thoughts are dirty like a shot without a lie. Can you taste it? My sweat rolling low. Can you feel it? My body on the floor. I got fever, da-da. I need ya. I got fire running through my veins. Baby, hug me, don't you deserve me. I need you to hurt me, bring the pain.
Backyard, we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what
he was.
What?
Ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only
never made it past my own pride. Everything I meant to say, never saw the break of daylight. Wrong or in between, you will always be the one love. I close my eyes and see, I wake up and scream the name of. If you go away, I'll live another day. But I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, I'll never be alone. I'll just sit at home with all the things I'm meant to say. If I could once believe you really were the one to suffer. Every time you looked my way and saw the face of every other. If I could understand, somehow you are really dying. Knowing in my eyes with every kiss that I've been lying. If you go away, hey, I'll live another day. And I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, I'll never be alone. Sit at home with all the things I'm meant to say. Now we'll become the one who never really happened at all. Now we'll move on, but I will be a pain in every fall. Now you're standing at my door, and I cannot believe you're leaving. Bleeding. To watch you act this way is something I don't want to go through. Cause there will come a day when I will wish I'd really loved you. If you go away, I'll live another day. But I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, never be alone. But I will sit at home with all the things I meant to say. If you go away.
Earlier I played a six-pack of women's music. This was a six-pack of hotness. That's right, hi. I'm so shallow. I picked those six there just because they got cute guys in them.
Well, honey, we are in Montrose, you know.
Yes. So, what we heard is that last song was Mike Rickard.
Ooh.
Ah.
Yes.
Can I be your groupie?
The song was Natural, and I kind of like that song. We're going to play that more. Kind of looks like James Spader, if we grew up a little.
A little, yeah.
But what's in your wallet?
Before that was Carrie Land.
Ah.
There's no picture on his
Bear music.
CD.
The Bear.
Yeah, there's no picture on his CD, but I've visited his personal ad enough to know he's cute. I'm too young for him.
I didn't think that was possible, honey.
Roy's too young for him.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, Roy is on a, you know, sugar-free diet, so, you know.
Who said I was on a sugar-free diet?
Low-fat, low-cal, right?
No. Yeah, chicken. Nothing but chicken.
Before that was Jeff Krasner.
Ooh. Oh, huh.
Son of a preacher man.
I'd like him to convert me.
Then, of course, before that was Jim Vereros.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Now, that is my kind of boy.
Now, the...
How old is he, darling?
I don't know. Is he available? Tell me he's
now,
please.
Here's the funny thing, for those of you who don't know Jim Vereros, we've talked about it. Remember from American Idol, I forget if it was season one or three, there was this geeky guy, this geeky kid whose parents were deaf.
I think I vaguely remember that.
That's him.
That's
him.
I love his look. Very seen. Very, you know.
But I didn't figure it out until I went to his website, which is Jim Vereros. J-I-M-V-E-R-R-A-R-O-S. And they've got pictures of his, you know, before and after, you know, when he was closeted and when he came out. And, my God, coming out of the closet did him well.
Yes. Some boys just need to go back in the closet and take off their grandma's slippers. But anyway.
what I played on there was You're Getting Crazy. Estás el Quindero. Quindero. Wait a minute, you two are allegedly Hispanic.
Which one is it?
Seven.
Siete. Seven. You're creating crazy. Estás eloquendo? That's what it looks like to me from here.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I've just been clubbing. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, I guess my Latin injection I had is wearing off.
Oh, you had a little Latin in you?
Yeah. A lot, well, a lot of Latin.
Oh, I see. He was a grower, not a shower, huh?
No. That O is throwing you all off.
Yeah.
It's estás en conciendo.
En conciendo.
I guess
the O was throwing you off.
I guess in English, it's you're getting crazy. Before,
no, he's getting delicious. Oh my God!
Get Roy, that away from me,
Roy! Stop it! You're drooling on me.
I just go to them. Get that away from me.
God, it's bad enough.
All
I had the damn the doggone ice jets dripping on me at Sobe. Now I've got Roy drooling on me.
Yeah, but you should see what I had back there in the production room.
Yeah, it was in
that
here.
Paul brought in.
They were in here first. David took them away. We're calling the home to take you away. You keep doing that to me.
I'm the guilty one.
Yeah, damn cock blocker. I hope I can say that.
Ooh, well, you already did, so.
Kiss You Off by Scissor Sisters.
Ah,
Jay,
nice.
Jay, whatever.
Is that their...
Cheers. This is a new CD. Ta-da.
Their rock opera-esque...
Basically, it's the one that I don't feel like dancing is on.
Yes, I heard that one night at Numbers, actually.
Yeah, but see, other radio stations, they just get a single in, and they play it to death, and then they get a second single in, and they play it to death. We go out and buy the whole CD, so we can play whatever the hell we want.
Yay!
And we started off that shot of hotness with Kevin Cahoon. Let me see if I can find a better picture. Kevin Cahoon. Yeah, unfortunately, his centerfold doesn't unfold any more than that.
Good enough.
Could I have this
dance? Let me see that.
Could I have this dance? There's another picture.
He'd have anything he wants.
Hello. Oh, what a beautiful package.
You can go to his website and see music videos of him, kevincahoon.com, C-A-H-O-O-N.
Sweetie, according to that package, it says Big Kahuna, but anyhow.
I'm getting hungry.
So that was our...
Makes you want a hot dog real bad, huh?
Oh, I don't have that song. I want a hot dog for my bun. So, let's see. Like I said earlier, we played a six-pack of women, and now we played a six-pack of hotness. Got a pretty good mix in there from Jimmy. I may have to keep his CDs. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, and it is our pledge drive. And we would like to thank... Nobody. Nobody's called in to pledge their support to the show.
If you want to hear witty gay repartee late at night, I suggest you call in.
Yeah. This will just make Jimmy go, ooh, see, you can't do anything when I'm not here.
Sure we can.
Isn't this the second pledge drive in a row he's missed?
No, I missed on the last one because I was on hiatus.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was hiatus last time. This time he's
a vacation.
It's a little better than a forced retirement, but, you know.
Yeah, it was almost that, you know. I call a horse, suspension. But this is After Hours. We need you to call in 713-526-5738. And,
713-JAM-KFPFT, right?
Yeah. Which is good. I'm surprised, you know, after all these years on the station, I'm finally remembering the phone number because I always screw it up during pledge drive, and whoever has 528, you know, probably gets a lot of phone calls. Well, no one calls here anyway, so why? Prove me wrong. Call in 713-526-5738. We've got the KPFT cranker. Where else for $150 pledge. 30 seconds of cranking gives you 30 minutes of pleasure.
And you can hear us crank all we want.
So, whoever...
And we promise not to make you drink all the water.
Oh, that... The radio station contest.
Oh.
All for an iPod? Or
a Wii? Hold your Wii for a Wii.
We discussed this last week.
Yeah, it's all water under the bridge.
Oh!
Well, water under the brain. Never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
All right. I got nothing better to say. There's nothing interesting I saw on Drudge or Daily Rotten.
Just a slow week, isn't
Someone's
it?
Someone's making coffee. Yeah, it's been a slow, sad week, so...
Well, I do know that Congress is passing a new bill, you know, for and it's No Child's Behind Left.
I thought that was... Is it the Michael Jackson law? Anyway, never mind.
I can't play this one song, can I?
Which one?
I think they edited the title because you can't even say the whole title.
Oh, that means we have to play it because Jimmy's not here, right?
No. Yeah, I can't even say the whole title.
You know, I could not believe that last week Jimmy was allowing Chris to play Go West, Young Man.
Well, he didn't realize he had the Village People edit that he did. And I didn't tell him until afterwards. I go, I thought you knew that. You know, it's on a CD you've got here. Yeah, see, it's Pansy Division, so I have to check the music before...
Oh, they got a new thing out?
Well, no, it's not a new one. It's their latest one. But, you know, whipped my ass in tennis, and then I his ass in bed.
Yeah, I could kill myself. I've been wanting to see Pansy Division for the longest. And they were coming here to the station, and the very week that they were coming to the station, I was laid up with the flu.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't even think I can sit there and edit it fast enough.
Can you pledge online, too, or not?
Yes, you can go to kpft.org, and you can put in your pledge of support. And there's a way where you can tell that, you know, it's for us. I know, I'm going to play that one, because Jimmy doesn't like that song. I'm going to play some more music. We're going to do a little Pansy Division tribute set here. Because it is winter, and I was watching some of the Winter X Games earlier. We'll do a little winter sports song from Oh, let's see. That's one winter song. I know they got another one in here. Where's Hockey Hair? I don't see Hockey Hair.
So, Chris, if they don't play, if Sony doesn't pledge by the end of the drive, do the clothes come off?
On who?
Well, you know, we could always say for every dollar you pledge, Chris keeps his clothes on.
Just search enough on the internet, you'll find those pictures. Please, I know they're out. I posted some, then they got posted other places. You know, so fun when you go to one of these community meetings, someone says, you know, by flopping your picture the other way around doesn't mean it's a new picture. I said, it is a new picture. I just took the same pose. Well, let's play that off. Yeah, let's play all the Dirty Pansy Division songs that I'm allowed to play. That the FCC says I can play, but Jimmy says I can't. So let's go. I gotta make sure I hit the right one, because if I go one too far on here, I'm in trouble. There we go. Two. Because we accidentally played number three on this CD before, and that was not a happy thing. Here's that.
I'm sure y'all got a lot of phone calls then, huh?
No.
Oh, would that be another weekly hiatus?
No. He should have seen Dwayne's face when I told him. He got a little... You know, when you play song number three, the station manager did blush a little. he blushed and went blonde. That was an accident.
So. Whoops!
All right, let's go to some Pansy Division. And while you're listening to Pansy Division, which you're only going to hear on KPFT and on After Hours, then I need you to call in 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT,
or KPFT.org.
KPFT.org. Let's go to Pansy Division, and in the spirit of the season, let's go a little alpine skiing.
Do it the way I do. Cause if you wanna be serviced with a smile, you've gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be going down on a different boy. Reciprocate. Reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate. At the dinner table, you were vegetarian, but you smiled and said that you became a carnivore in bed. But the evidence I've seen does nothing to support that claim. All the effort's so one-sided, and that's totally lame. Cause if you wanna be serviced with a smile, you gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be chowing down on a different boy. Reciprocate, reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate.
Afraid I'll drown. I hear the gates go. down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. That's a lifetime to wait. Try to hold on, put my thick skin on, till I make my escape. Deep water, pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. Deep water, deep water. No bogus journey gets their hearts to yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. In the garage, they are practicing their guitar solos, but in the bedroom, they're practicing on one another. Such a pain, what a way to waste your brain, 'cause you know what's on their mind. Hey dude, 69, it's no bogus journey, it's their heart's true yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. Dumb, but they're not rubes. They got each other by the pubes, squeezing on one another's tubes. One's dark and one is blonde. Day and night they get it on. They got condoms in their pockets, plug into each other's sockets. They learn from Socrates and other ancient Greeks the art of homo love and sexual techniques. They may not be too bright, but they know what they like. A love affair most triumphant. It's no bogus journey, it's a boner.
For some reason, I'm in a six-pack kind of mood.
Well, it is Saturday night.
Maybe I should be drinking. There was a six-pack of Pansy Division. Bill and Ted's Homosexual Adventure. Preceded by Deep Water, Hockey Hair, Reciprocate, Ring of Joy, and Alpine Skiing. Which, the first time I ever heard Alpine Skiing was when they were here for the Pride Festival. You know, the Pride Festival, the thing that happens in the Montrose.
Like the parade?
Not downtown.
Like the parade?
Where'd that soapbox come from? It just appeared under my feet. This has been After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. I would say we're listener-sponsored, but that didn't happen. But we're commercial-free.
That always...
I'm sorry, did my... My God, first the soapbox appears under my feet, then the sarcasm chip kicks in? My God.
Well, if it's Yara, fits.
Honey, I was trying on crowns a week ago.
Well, it's your show, darling.
Yeah. Your last chance to call in your pledge of support and make me look like a total loser, 713-526-5738. 713-JMKPFT. Any amount will do, please.
If not, Chris starts taking clothes off, and we don't want to see that, do we? I'm joking.
Shut up, or I'll show him.
Nude radio with attitude.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. This is it's the fourth week, so it's Laura Palooza, I believe, is next.
Yes, Laura Palooza.
Hey, I remembered something.
Out there in the wings.
Waiting in the wings. Yeah, there she is. I had to look at the calendar and remember what week it was. All righty. We will be back next week, hopefully. You know, they don't take into account how many pledges we didn't get. And Jimmy should be back before he goes off to Hawaii. Lucky bastard. So, let's see. If you haven't heard enough of me... Oh, no, I still got a couple minutes until I do those. It is 58, so... you can reach us, for any of you who are listening out there, who give a damn. It's afterhours at kpft.org. You can send us traditional mail at afterhours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. Not just a lifestyle, not just a zip code, but a life with style or something like that. Jimmy's usually here.
Chris here in rare form tonight.
Well, you know, we didn't get any calls, so apparently they don't care. So why the hell should I care?
Uh-oh.
That's not very Pacifican, is it? It'll screw it. It's coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. I got to play these cards. Hopefully you'll pledge. 713-526-5738. We will be back next week, and hopefully we'll have a full crew, and Jimmy will be here, and guests at the beginning of the month should be Hatch. I'm done.
Take a fork in him, folks. He's done.
I wish.
Belly button's done.
And now your PSAs.
This is Dean Becker, producer of the 420 Drug War News, Cultural Baggage, and Century of Lies. You want to hear the real truth? Do you want to know what's really going on? You know you'll never get the whole truth from Fox or MSNBC. Cheerleaders for war, for profits, for charlatans, for ratings alone. If you value the worth, the spine, the truth of Pacifica Radio, please show your appreciation. Show your support for KPFT, the station that was twice bombed off the air and rose out of the ashes to become a beacon of light and a purveyor of truth.
You're listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.
Think about why you listen to KPFT and the stories you've heard. You listen because you hear stories you don't hear, can't hear anywhere else. It's as simple as that. There's no other news source that's even structured or set up quite like public radio. You certainly won't find it on TV or commercial radio. And it's not just an hour a week or once or twice a day. It's every day. There are some who have their radio on all day, some who listen in the morning, or some only in the car. Suddenly, your membership must sound like quite a deal when you look at what you get. In fact, you might even be thinking that you haven't been giving enough and it's time to increase your gift. But the important thing is to give. Call 713-526-KPFT or join online at kpft.org. This is KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston.
If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.